Good morning. It's Friday, February 25th, and this is Julie Daffron with your Laredo Morning Times update. An investigation dubbed Operation Fallen Hero, Operation Bombardier, resulted in a raid in Laredo Thursday morning at Michigan Avenue and Erie Lane. Spokespeople with both Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Drug Enforcement Agency would not say what agents were doing in the area, but residents said it appears authorities were searching for someone. CNN political analyst David Gergen told a group at Texas A&M International University Thursday morning that the deterioration of political discourse since the 1980s is partly because of the media, which he said has become cynical rather than skeptical. He also blamed teacher unions for blocking educational reform. And Webb County's Community Action Agency has been notified by the state that $200,000 of the funds frozen while the department was under investigation have been released. This means new CAA Director Juan Vargas will be able to hire some employees to get the department back on track. 26-year-old Gustavo Fabian Chapa, whom federal authorities said is a member of the Gulf Cartel, was sentenced to 6 months after admitting he violated parole Thursday. Also, Tuesday, the Laredo City Council approved the donation of 3.9 acres of land at the Laredo International Airport to the University of Texas System Board of Regents. A VA outpatient medical clinic will be constructed jointly with the UT Health Science Center at San Antonio, which will use part of the building for educational purposes. To stay on top of news in Laredo, subscribe to Laredo Morning Times by calling 728-2555.